it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees tied their franchise record last night from earlier in the season. 9 home runs in a single game. So you figure tonight, start off the night, ease into the game. Facing Drew Rasmussen, you just figured that would happen. They'd have to wait a bit longer for more power. They wouldn't.
Pitch. Swing on high drive down the right field line. Oh, that's hit well, hit far, and goodbye. Trent Grisham, a pull shot home run to get things started. It's already 1-0 Yankees for Grisham's 22nd home run, his 47th run batted in. Hey now.
And the Yankees entering some uncharted territory. 10 leadoff home runs for the Yankees this season. That backed Cam Schlittler looking to build. 6 up, 6 down. Couple of Ks, just 22 pitches in those first two. Third inning, Schlittler boosting that economy. 6 pitches against the bottom of the order. Made it 9 in a row to start his night. And Drew Rasmussen, who's always tough against the Yankees, always tough against everyone, he'd settled in nicely. After the Grisham home run in the first inning, the couple of walks in the first inning, Yankees did help Rasmussen out in the fourth. Bellinger, the leadoff base hit, he swiped second. But on a jazz line drive to right, Bellinger looking to go to third and tag up. Hosed that third by Lowe. Double play. Didn't matter for Cam. Cruising through the fourth, including 99. Pelted by Yandy Diaz. Top of the zone. 12 up, 12 down. 4 strikeouts for Cam Schlittler. Not breaking a sweat on a steamy night in Tampa. And in the fifth, time to tack on. How about his battery mate? Charged up Austin Wells for the electrifying drive of the game.
First pitch. Swing on. Deep drive right field. That is crushed. The net ball is gone. Home run, Austin Wells. Another home run for the Yankees. 9 last night. 2 tonight. It's 2-0 here in the fifth inning.
That's the Austin Wells swing. A total forget about it. Right off the bat, the electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer. Today, Wells' first blast since July 25th against Philly. And Schlittler, a 2-0 lead, perfect into the bottom of the fifth inning. Insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. And bottom five, Schlittler, feeling it. The fastball true to form. That curve, unconscionable. 15 up, 15 down. Getting interesting. And took that, coasted through the sixth inning. Included a strikeout, number 6 on the night, 97, right on by Bob Seymour. Top of the zone, a perfect game into the seventh inning. The anticipation, elevating the leadoff man, Chandler Simpson.
1-2, here's the pitch. Hit up the middle, base hit, center field. First hit of the night for Tampa Bay. Cam Schlittler deserves a huge ovation by Yankee fans, and he's getting it right now. He went 6 perfect innings before giving up a single up the middle on a 1-2 pitch to Chandler Simpson.
Well-deserved ovation, and things did get a little dicey. As it seems to always happen, a pitcher loses a no-hitter, a perfect game, and loses the feel a little bit. Schlittler did immediately bounce back, fanned Yandy Diaz, but Simpson swiped second. Then Schlittler walked Brandon Lau. 2 on, 1 out, 2-0 lead. Schlittler rallied from 3-1 down, whiffed Caminero. Career-high 8 strikeout for Schlittler and a clutch K. 2 down, could he complete 7? Simpson stole third. Josh Lowe, runners at the corners, full count. Schlittler just missed outside at 99 miles an hour. Final pitch of the night. You could just feel it. Schlittler himself, Aaron Boone right there with him. Wanted to will him through that seventh inning. But that loaded the bases. Schlittler done. 6 2/3, brilliant. 1 hit ball. Luke Weaver, bases loaded. 2 out. Hunter Fiducia, lead on the line, Weaver in the game.
Here's the 0-2 from Weaver. Luke kicks, steals, pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Luke Weaver. 3 pitches, inning over. They strand 3.
Disposed of him. That's a dream Weaver effort right there. 3 fastballs, go and hit it. I dare you. So Weaver kept the Yankee lead intact, preserved Schlittler's line, masterful effort. and one out, nobody on in the eighth. Trent Grisham may have another.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to get something started. Looks like he's choked up in that battle a little more. And he skies one. Right field. It's deep. On the track. Running out of room. There it goes.
Wow.
Home run, Trent Grisham. 3-0 Yankees. His second home run tonight. 23 for the season.
Vibes so high at that point. Another multi-homer game for Grisham. Bottom eight, Weaver did give one back. Bob Seymour. First big league home run. But a 3-1 Yankee lead. No harm, no foul. David Bednar on the mound. Still 3-1, bottom nine. He's been nailed so far. But one out, full count walk to Brandon Lowe. That opened the door a crack. And Caminero drilled a base hit to left. Bednar did strike out low. Big second out. But two on, two out, two strike count. Hunter Fiducia, who Weaver had turned aside in that seventh inning. Bednar looking to do the same.
Bednar said he's got the sign from Wells. Here comes the pitch. The Fiducia swung on high fly ball. Right center field. Going back. It hits off the wall. One run scores. Here comes Caminero. And he will score head first dive. They got a new ball game at 3-3.
This Yankee team, though, short memory. What a deflating moment there. It lasted about a minute. Rays closer Pete Fairbanks into the game. 3-3 game in the 10th. Giancarlo Stanton, come and follow me. Yet again, here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Volpe holds. Here's the pitch. Swing on drive to left. Deep to left. Carry. Goodbye! Big G does it again! A two-run homer for Giancarlo Stanton. And the Yankees have a 5-3 lead here in the 10th inning. The man is on fire!
He's just not in carry a team mode right now. It's something more than that. And as a pinch hitter this year, Stanton's 4-for-7, couple of homers. Remember when he wasn't a good pinch hitter? Well, it speaks to the preparation everyone raves about. Everyone respects him to the nth degree. Preparation day in, day out. He's turned into a force, any role, any situation, any day. No doubter, Giancarlo Stanton off the bench in the 10th inning. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. With that swing, Stanton, 12 for his last 21 with 5 home runs. Not good. And his last 30 games, 14 homers and 34 RBIs, hitting over 360. After Stanton gave the Yankees a lead. Welcome back, Austin Wells. Have a night.
2-2-2. Wells, Fairbanks steals. Pitch. One drive. Right field. That's way out of here. Home run, Austin Wells. 6-3, New York. Deep right field. Crushed.
How about a multi-homer night for Austin Wells and all the work he did behind the plate calling this game? 5 Yankee homers after 9 last night. That's a nice 2 weeks of power right there. In 24 hours, most home runs in a two-game span. Big league history, tying the 1999 Reds. 14 homers in a two-game span. And considering the late night last night, it is a 24-hour span. Later in that inning, Jose Caballero, tossed from the game, had to be held back. He was rightfully upset, should have had second, wreaking havoc per usual. The third disengagement from Fairbanks. You're supposed to have second, but then Caballero oversplit the bag. He was trying to get second anyway, looking to steal it. But after the missed call earlier, Caballero really upset. Can't get tossed from the game right there. It forced Giancarlo Stanton into right field for the bottom of the 10th inning. The Caballero ejection didn't end up changing the outcome, grand scheme, but what could have, Devin Williams into the game. Bottom of the 10th inning, ghost runner Mangum off second. Bob Seymour, base hit right away. And a Tristan Gray double. So all of a sudden, you're thinking bottom of the order gets to Williams. Two-run game, second and third. Nobody out. Tying run at second. Top of the order, could Devin Williams bear down?
Runners at second and third. Nobody out. 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him. He knew it. The pitch to Diaz. Swing on and missed. Struck him out. Changeup beat him. Woo! Man. 1-2. Try to get loud. Try to end this game. 6-4 Yankees. Two on. Williams set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He got it. Struck him out. Game over. Victory for the New York Yankees. Devin Williams comes through.
Save of the season for Devin Williams. And one of the wins of the year for the New York Yankees. 6-4 the final in 10 in Tampa Bay. A perfect 5-0 road trip. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, hear about everything from the manager, Aaron Boone, on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.